Say it again.
Yes, I'd love to go out with you.
Now say it with my name.
Yes, Sean. I'd love to go out with you. Sean.
Well, who's Sean?
Well, you are.
I know.
Jill Hollinger. Wow. This is a whole new type of girl for you.
I know. She's got style, she's got elegance, she's got parents.
Look, baby geeks discovering the female of the species.
I say we tag them and return next spring.
Why don't you return never?
They attempt to protect themselves by puffing up.
I don't see you guys with any girls.
Oh, please. We only hunt when we need to hunt.
Wabbit season.
Hi. You probably don't know me, but...
You're Eric Matthews.
Great guess.
I'm Valerie Stevens.
Two in a row. Guess what I'm gonna ask you next?
You gonna ask me out?
And guess what you're gonna say?
Oh, I'd love to, but I can't. You see, I skate, and I spend all my free time at the rink.
All your free time?
You know, it's amazing you two haven't seen each other there already.
Huh?
Eric skates. And you know, since you skate, he skate, you both skate, you could meet each other there. Right, Blades?
Yeah. I'm always there real early in the morning, you know, right when they're rolling out the ice.
You're so funny. So, let's get together and skate sometime. How's Friday?
How's Friday?
Nod your head yes.
Yes.
This is great. A guy I like who skates. What are the odds?
I'd say pretty slim. Jason, I don't skate. At all.
Hey, come on, Canadians skate. How hard could it be?
Hey, Topanga, you're writing your biography on who?
Someone I really admire. Katie Couric.
Oh, please. I'm so perky. I have such a big smile. She's a phony. At least pick someone real.
Okay, Corey, who are you picking?
Captain James T. Kirk of the USS Enterprise.
Come on, Matthews. Real people. The assignment is biography, not fiction. Captain Kirk... Captain Kirk is a made-up TV character.
It's the truth.
No, it's not.
Matthews, come on. The guy's 63 years old. He wears a tribble on his head. It doesn't have to be somebody famous. Just somebody real. Anybody you like.
Anybody?
Anybody.
Absolutely anybody?
Absolutely anybody.
I pick Shaw.
I pick Corey.
You know, you walked right into that.
I did, didn't I?
All right, Sean Hunter. Now, where are you from?
I'm from here.
Huh. Sean was raised by wolves.
How? Hey, Jill. It's too bad Friday's all the way at the end of the week, huh?
Yeah, look, Sean, about Friday, I can't go out with you.
Free Saturday, too.
I can't Saturday. Or any day.
Why not?
I just can't, okay?
What was that about?
I don't know. She just totally blew me off.
Yeah, but yesterday she couldn't wait to go out with you.
Doesn't make sense. Something's wrong.
Look, just wait here. Mindy. Listen, what's with Jill? Why'd she dump Sean?
Come on, Corey. I think it's pretty obvious. Like her parents would ever let her go out with him.
They have a problem with Sean.
Only a lot. Sean and Jill don't exactly belong to the same, you know, circle.
What do you mean, circle?
Hello? His family, where they live, what they do? I mean, yuck. May I go, please?
Yeah, go. Hey, come on. What does she know, right?
Shouldn't have asked her out.
You bet. I mean, if she's a snob like that.
What was I thinking? Like I had a shot at a girl like that.
She doesn't know what she's talking about.
Yeah? Look at where I live.
You live in a great place.
Corey, I live in a trailer park.
But what a trailer park! I mean, it's got all sorts of things, like a pool. You know, when it rains.
Jason, you're the one who told Valerie I could skate, so you gotta help me out with this.
Relax, I'll come up with something, don't I always?
No.
Well, then I'm due. Now, a lot of this is just presentation. I mean, you gotta look comfortable, but you still gotta be able to flex.
I am not wearing spandex, no way.
You think we should find out about that?
As long as Eric's saying no way, I guess we're all right.
Here's a good picture for your biography.
Oh, look, you're playing in your sandbox at the old house.
You always had a house, didn't you?
Yeah, but it was tiny, and hey, I spent most of my time playing in the sandbox.
Yeah, I spent most of my time playing in the burnout old Chevy out back by the septic tanks.
Cool.
You staying for dinner, Sean?
No, not tonight. Cora, why don't you come over to my place? My dad's broiling fish.
On the engine of his pickup?
I thought you liked it last time.
Well, I did. It was just a little oily and antifreezy.
Fine. Okay, I understand. Stay in your nice kitchen, eat your fancy oven-cooked food.
Sean, we haven't even worked on your biography.
Hey, I lived, I died, no big deal. Corey, Cor!
There you are. You okay?
I'm great.
Good, I was worried when you missed first period.
I had a conflict.
What were you doing?
Wait for it.
Not that way. The lower hallway's flooded.
But we have to get to the library.
Right now, Miss Barnett, the library is only accessible by canoe.
What happened?
We're sinking. Janitor Bud, get your big mop.
You?
I also freed all the rats in the biology lab. And get this, I turned all the clocks ahead 12 hours. Yeah, sure.
Sean, naturally I'm impressed and all, but what do you think you're doing?
Just giving you good stuff for your bio. A mild-mannered youth until seventh grade, Sean realized he was nothing but trailer trash, so he blew up the entire school.
Look, is this about that girl, Jill?
No, this is about me being who I am. Jill did me a favor. She showed me where I stand with all the Jills of the world. Hey!
Hey, yourself.
So I guess you heard about all the stuff I've been doing around the school, huh?
Well, what'd you do, color outside the lines?
That's a good one, color outside the lines. Listen, Squeak, we ain't impressed with your piddly little monkey shines.
Yeah, when you got something they could wrap a grand jury around, then give us a jingle.
Hey, it's my first day, I'll do bigger stuff.
And what's the source of all these new aspirations?
Thought maybe I could hang with you.
Like it's so easy, right?
We simply make it look effortless.
Come on, now, gentlemen. We always need to be on the lookout for new, promising talent.
So am I in?
No. Come on, see, the membership committee, they're just not impressed enough to make you a full-fledged thug. But we do, however, offer a nice internship program.
That's how I started. And today, I'm a thug.
So, you want to come sit in the parking lot with us?
And do what?
What, ain't I just said? Sit!
Okay, you got yourself a sitter.
Hey, Sean, why do you want to hang out with these guys?
What's wrong with that?
Listen, whatever your problem is, these aren't the guys to help you.
Oh, so you think I have a problem?
Class starting, door shutting. Matthews, Hunter, this means get in.
Look, I just think you're going to have a problem if you hang out with guys like that.
Yeah, well, they happen to be my kind of guys, okay? We're part of the same circle.
Look, Sean.
Corey. Let go.
Hey. Where's your friend going?
I wish I knew. Hey, Mr. Feeney.
Yeah.
Listen, I was just wondering, could I ask you a few questions?
For your biography assignment?
Yeah, that's the one.
Well, I'm flattered, Mr. Matthews. Let's see. A lot of people think I was born in Boston, but in point of fact...
Mr. Feeney. I'm not writing about you.
Oh.
I'm writing about Sean.
Of course. Of the truly great lives lived, I suppose Sean Hunter would be the obvious choice, falling somewhere between Gandhi and Soupy Sales.
Yeah, I was just wondering, do people turn out a certain way because of where they come from? You know, where they live, who their parents are?
Ah, the old nature versus nurture conundrum.
Yeah, to use a lot of words I don't understand.
Personally, I believe that a man, no matter where he comes from, chooses his own path.
So really, no matter who you are, you can make up your own mind about what you want to do.
Absolutely.
Corey, dinner.
I'll come in when I choose to.
Get your butt in here now.
Mr. Feeney?
My theory bites.
I'm thinking.
What's this? You hold in your hand a subliminal learn to skate in your sleep tape.
But I don't want to skate in my sleep.
Oh, you're lucky you got that smile.
Thank you.
Okay, look, I dubbed over my mom's weight loss tape, but it should still work. I mean, well, it worked for her.
No, it didn't. She's huge.
Yeah, and in only 8 weeks.
Jason, this is a stupid idea. It's never going to work. I'm just going to tell her that I can't skate, and if I lose the date, so what?
I don't know what it is, but the skating skirts keep getting shorter and shorter. Pretty soon, I'm not going to be wearing anything. Oh, Eric. See you Friday on the ice.
I play it while I sleep?
No. More detached. You still look friendly. Slouch a little bit. A little bit. More lip. Frank, you do it. I can't work with this kid.
It's my first day. Yeah, Joey, you remember your first day. You wore a suit.
Guys, once I get the look down, then what?
Oh, listen to the eager beaver. Okay, eager. This morning, you get the bagels.
Bagels?
Bagels. That's it?
That's it.
Sean, I've been looking all over for you. Where you been?
Nowhere, man.
Come on, Sean.
Listen, man, I've been thinking. It's time we both just face the facts.
Facts?
Corey, you and I are different, and sooner or later we're gonna end up in different places.
Says who?
Why don't we both just do us a favor right now and call it quits, okay?
What has gotten into you?
You just don't get it, do you?
Get what?
Look at your house, Corey. Look at where you live. Look at where I live. Look at your parents. Look at my parents. I know where I'm going to end up. Just let me get there now.
Sean!
Just let me get there now.
There's a trail of dust going down the street like you couldn't believe.
Hey, Connie, you got a minute?
Nah, sorry, fresh out.
Wait. Find one.
Oh, there's one now.
I noticed Sean Hunter's been hanging out with you and your boys.
Oh, sorry, Mr. Turner, we're full up. We'll be happy to put you on the waiting list, though.
Look, kind of cut the kid a break, will you?
Yeah, I think I did by letting him hang out with me.
Yeah.
What a guy you are. But somehow I don't think that's what the kid needs right now.
Oh, am I getting a speech?
You get more than that if Hunter's not back in my class.
Smack, you stood there and took that from a teacher?
How come you didn't say nothing?
Because actions speak louder than words, gentlemen. I just came up with the perfect initiation for Hunter.
There are no barriers to your success when you are in control. You can
ice skate.
That's right. You can absolutely, positively
ice skate.
Food has no power over you. Sure, you've tried other diets, but now you'll finally
skate real good.
Now picture a beautiful, thin
ice skater
reaching out to you, encouraging you, showing you how to
ice skate.
What the heck's going on?
Wait a minute, you're
I'm your inner skater. I'm here to help you.
But how?
You like Valerie, don't you?
Well, yeah.
Then I'll teach you how to skate right into her heart.
Come on, the last time I skated, I was at a third grade birthday party. I fell flat on my face and split my lips. Couldn't even eat the cake.
Don't put up barriers to your success. If you believe in yourself, you can ice skate.
But, you know, just...
Hush, take my hand.
Where is this place?
Your inner rink.
I don't know how to skate.
Yes, you do. Do what I did.
Okay.
Lance, watch this!
Well, let's double axle Sao Cow. I'll see you at the 98 games in Nagano.
In your dreams.
I don't ever want this to end.
But it must. This is the end of side one. Please turn the tape over.
Please turn over the tape. This is the end of side one.
I can skate. I can skate now. And food has no power over me.
Corey, maybe it's none of my business, but you know you're putting orange juice on your cereal.
Huh?
All right. What's going on?
Nothing. It's just that Sean, he doesn't want to be my friend anymore.
Since when?
Since yesterday.
You guys have a fight or something?
No. I mean, that would actually make some sense. See, Sean's got it in his head that we're gonna grow up and not be friends, so he just wants to start not being friends right now.
Why does he think you're going to stop being friends?
I don't know. It's stupid stuff, like where he lives, what snobby girls think. And now he's mad at me for no reason at all.
My guess, Corey, is he's really not mad at you.
Yeah, then why is he acting like this?
I don't know for sure, but sometimes people can push you away just when they need you the most.
And he must really need me.
Maybe he does.
Turner's bike. Clearly, he takes very good care of it.
Not a scratch on it. Look how it shines.
You could eat it.
You mean eat off it?
I said what I said.
It's a real thing of beauty. Shame what's about to happen to it.
What's about to happen to it?
You are, my friend. Hey, my advice on the first swing, don't go for a home run. Just make some contact, huh?
May I recommend the headlight? Good noise, broken glass, a real crowd pleaser.
Swing batter, swing batter, swing batter, swing batter, swing batter.
Can I take a couple practice swings first?
You know what I'm thinking?
What are you thinking, Frankie?
I'm thinking he ain't got the guts, Joey.
Yeah, I'm smelling chicken. A big one, extra crispy. I said we take him to the Colonel. He'll pluck you, fry you, and serve you in a bucket with biscuits.
Ooh, I just remembered something.
Okay, Hunter. This is where we find out if you're really with us. Go ahead.
Hey, guys, what's up?
Corey, come on, get out of here.
Sean, that looks like a bat. Could that be Turner's bike?
Yeah, you're right. Now, would you leave?
Nah, this kind of looks like fun. Here, let me go first.
Corey, let go.
No, I'm gonna try this.
You're not even supposed to be here.
Yeah, well, neither are you.
Would you just let me do this?
Look, if you're gonna do this, Sean, then I'm gonna do
this. This is not your place, okay?
What are you saying, I don't belong here?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Look, if you belong here, then I belong here.
Hey, Baboon, look, we got some business here, all right? So I suggest that you walk away while your legs still bend only once.
Listen, Kyler, this is between me and Sean, so take your greasy head and your rat-faced thug and get away from my friend.
Oh, my. Oh, my, my, my.
All right, Harley, you got one punch, but you better make it good, because chances are it's going to kill me.
Hey, fellas. Hey, whew. Well, thanks for looking out for my bike. From my window up there, it looked like some clowns were about to mess it up.
Yeah, well, I'm just glad that we got here in time, you know? Come on, Joel, we got some appointments.
Hey, when he said rat face, was that like pejorative?
All right, you two. You want to tell me what the problem is here?
No problem.
Everything's great.
Who are you kidding? I mean, what's with you, Hunter? Why you want to hang out with these lowlifes?
Hey, maybe I'm a lowlife too, okay?
Is that what you think?
That's what everybody else thinks.
I want to know what you think.
Hey, I'm out here with a bat, aren't I?
Yeah! But you didn't swing it.
It's just because Corey came along.
Oh, you think that was an accident? Huh? That you have a friend who thinks so much of you that he's willing to put his own neck on the line? No, I don't think lowlifes have friends like that, do you?
I don't know.
They don't.
I don't know anything. I don't even know who I am.
Well, Sean, I know who you are. You're Sean Hunter. You were raised by wolves. You're my friend. It says so in your biography. I mean, what else do you need to know?
I need to know what's going to happen to me, and you can't tell me that.
Hey, Hunter. All Matthews can do is be your friend. And so far, he's been doing a real good job. All I can do is teach you whatever I can and hope that you'll leave my class a little better than when you came in.
You mean drag the trailer park trash up the decent society?
Hey, if you don't know that deep down inside you're all right, then I haven't taught you anything at all.
You think I'm all right?
I think you need to think you're all right.
You think I'm all right?
I think if you put your mind to it and get back inside that school and never, never go near this Harley or that Harley, yeah, I think you'll be all right.
Mr. Turner, do you really think he's going to be okay?
Sure.
Skater you are. Why didn't you tell me?
Didn't think you'd believe me.
So, you want to go to Chubby's and grab a bite?
Ooh, a little food. Has no power over me.
Eric, you okay?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm fine. I had a really big lunch.
You mind keeping me company while I eat? You can have some dessert.
Oh, dessert is the enemy of my hips.
Look, if you don't want to go out with me, just say so.
No, I can do this. Come on. Let's go to Chubby's and get some food. Some fat.
Rick!
Buddy, you look great out there. Want a hot dog?
And a little beef.
Chili.
Dinner?
Love to.
All right.
You know, I taught Eric how to skate.
Did you?